Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We are not angels. I don't mean that we're not good people. I mean, angels are pure spirits. They have no physical body. But we, human beings, we're creatures with physical bodies. That means we form part of the physical universe, a universe that is extended out in space and time. And the physical universe is a profoundly measurable universe. We measure things according to size and quantity and speed, and that's how it should be. In fact, God has expressed His intelligence in the physical world through numbers. The Book of Wisdom says that God arranged everything in the world according to measure, number, and weight. And in business, research, sports, really every field, metrics are important. They provide quantifiable data that can measure performance and progress and outcomes. And metrics are helpful in decision-making, and they hold us accountable and track progress and help us set realistic goals, offer all kinds of help for resource allocation. I could go on and on. They're important. And it's part of the beauty of the physical world that it can be so precisely measured. But it's part of the beauty and mystery of the human soul that it can't be measured. We can't measure the value of a soul, the worth of a person, by numbers or metrics. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, our ability to accurately measure the material world has given us enormous control over the powers of nature. And now, people want to achieve the same control over the human person. So they've decided to constantly measure people. In capitalist countries, that means that businesses are constantly tracking your purchases, your income, your texts, your posts, your emails, your browsing, and how many likes you get. And they put it all into an algorithm. Why? Well, so that they can get you to buy their stuff, of course. And in communist countries, especially China, the government is using the same technology to constantly measure all the same stuff. Why? So they can control their people. So they can pressure them to conform and prevent them from getting out of line politically. And there's something inside of us that rebels against this kind of measurement. And it rebels against this kind of control. Because we know that what makes us free and unique and personal is our soul, which is something businesses and governments, they just don't care about. But it's the most important thing about us that there is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Not only are businesses and governments constantly trying to measure us, the worst is that we are constantly trying to measure ourselves. We want a concrete number, something definite that tells us how valuable we are. So we try to measure our own souls and our own value, and we put a number on it. We measure our intelligence with an IQ test or with composite grade scores. Just think about how ludicrous it is the way a GPA looks. It's a decibel number. For crying out loud. Do you think you can measure the capacity for the truth of your identity as a child of God with a decibel number? We try to measure our contribution to society with the number of people who know who we are, with popularity, with the number of people who know our names, or the number of people who follow our tweets. But you can't measure the impact you make on the human family with a number. and we try to measure our own excellence, how much we matter, how successful we are by our money. But of course, money doesn't express our value. You can't put a number on that. The only objective way to know your true value is to say the Our Father very slowly. Our Father, who art in heaven. That's your identity. That's your worth. God is your Father. And by grace, He made you a son or a daughter of God. That's your worth. The only way to measure your value is to turn to God and say, "You are my Father. I am your child. That's who I am." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Numbers can't capture your worth. No spreadsheet, no algorithm, no bank account will ever reassure you that you are good or important or worthwhile. And the people who look for their identity or self-worth in numbers, in test scores, in income or popularity, those people will be constantly depressed. Because there will always be someone out there in the world who scored higher. And because we know that those numbers, they can never reflect who we really are. But do you know where the truth about who you are can come to light? Do you know where your unique personality and the goodness inside of you can emerge? Only in intimacy. Numbers and measurement is how we discover the truth about the physical world, but intimacy is where we discover the truth about the spiritual world, about our soul. It's your family, the people you live with. They will show you who you are, for better and for worse. It's your close friends, the people you talk to, but you don't try to impress. They'll show you the areas where you're weak and where you're strong. But your family and your friends won't fill out a survey. They won't give you a statistical review, but they will show you that you do have value, goodness, that they need you, and that you do make a contribution to the world. And they'll also show you where you fail. And the most important intimacy, the place where we truly come to know the value of our soul, is in the intimacy with God that can only come from prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Numbers don't reach deep inside us. Numbers are objective and impersonal, but our soul is a personal subject. So the disparity between the two is obvious. To know ourselves, we have to be on intimate terms with someone, which means we have to know someone who really knows us. But the person who knows us the best is God. So the only way to know ourselves is to be on intimate terms with Him. And prayer is the only way we can free ourselves from the tyranny of the measurable. When we know God, we know that whatever the test score says, we are capable of knowing supreme truth, because we know Him. And when we know God, we know that whatever our online impact is, we make a supreme difference, because we make a difference to Him. And when we know God, we know that whatever our bank account says, we are supremely rich, because we have Him. This is the path to knowing ourselves, the path of knowing the God who knows us perfectly, and who offers us that intimacy which is the only way to understand who we really are and to know our true value. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Patrice, I was thinking that what we're doing with this podcast is really kind of crazy because we're trying to give people a way to learn the full breadth of the Catholic faith in little bite-sized daily portions, day after day, while giving them a way to learn how to meditate. So we travel through all the sections of the Catechism. And that wasn't too bad for the first part of the Catechism on the Creed and the life of Jesus, and the second part of the Catechism on the Mass and the sacraments, and the fourth part of the Catechism, that's not too bad, on prayer. Mm. But man, this third part of the Catechism on the commandments, that's not so easy.
It's more total than I realized.
When you say total, what do you mean?
They seem like a list of the 10 things you can't do. But it seems pretty short considering that's only 10. but he really got everything in there.
Everything's in the Ten Commandments, and that's what the Catechism shows. But it's not easy developing a daily meditation on the Ten Commandments, this whole third part of the Catechism, in a way that it's easy for people to understand. Though I think it probably wouldn't be a good idea to skip it.
No, it's a little important. It also shows that the beauty of our Catholic faith is that you can take something that seems so small or short or simple and expand it down to the atomic level.
Yeah.
That it can apply so deeply and thoroughly to our life. It's crazy.
It is crazy that God has a way to apply to everything in our life. Surprise,
and how
surprise.
Inefficiently, I meditate on it because I don't think ever in my life I've sat down and meditated on the Ten Commandments because I'm like, okay, I don't steal. That's not a big issue in my life. I want for nothing as far as like my true needs, and I'm not just some I don't know, grand thief. I'm not pulling off any art heist or anything anytime soon.
Yet here we are meditating on the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. Mm-hmm. What did you think about this meditation today, reflecting how we try to allow numbers and metrics to determine our worth as a human person?
I think it's interesting on so many levels.
Well, tell me.
For one thing, I think the age of technology has increased this desire. I think people innately, I think it was somewhat touched upon in this meditation, our greatest desire is to be known, and we want to know everything about the world as well. We want to understand the things around us. So if we know things by metrics, by simplifying them down to numbers, we think that we can do the same to ourselves. And that desire, again, has been increased so much more recently, where I feel like people are always trying to find new ways to simplify themselves, hoping that that will help them to understand themselves and others. But it does the opposite. And now it's even getting so bad that obviously people talk about we give ourselves the metric of likes, subscribers, people even, it's so popular now to be like, oh, this person, that's a 10. That is so common. And it's I think one of the things that bothers me the most about younger people. We got really used to just being like, this person, oh, they're only a 5. But like, if they do A, B, and C, they could be a 7. And that's so small and so disgusting. But it comes from that desire to understand. It just completely misses the concept of understanding. It's like, oh, it's like my biggest pet peeve in the world. The creation of the abridged Count of Monte Cristo. What do you think you're doing?
I do not understand the correlation
what
here.
What do you think you're doing? How do you think anyone will understand the Count of Monte Cristo more by removing what Dumas put in? Do you think, as someone who's abridging a classic, that, I don't know, he wrote some pieces as filler that didn't matter? Do you think you know better than Dumas?
So are you saying that all these efforts to measure people is just an abridged version of the person?
Yeah, not to make him too lofty, because I don't truly think he deserves that. But in this metaphor, it's like Dumas is the writer, like God, and we're the characters. This beautiful book he has written. And then someone comes in and they abridge it, and then they make high school students read it, and then high school students say, that book sucked, I didn't get it. And then they grow up and they read The Count of Monte Cristo and they're like,
yeah,
he perfectly captured how human beings are and act, and you can't simplify that. You can't cut it out. It makes me so angry. We can have a debate about this later perhaps, but I hate abridged books.
You've just made a fantastic analogy. Trying to see the beauty of the Count of Monte Cristo in an abridged version is as pointless as trying to see the beauty and value of a human person in any one or series of measurables.
Yeah. Yeah.
The deepest desire, obviously, is for God. But personally, one of the deepest desires I've always experienced was the desire to be known and understood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think so many things become painful because of that, but we don't realize it. Like I've realized embarrassment is just the sudden fear that others do not see you as you are.
Yeah.
Because of something.
Did you recently have an experience with one of great embarrassment?
You are so mean. I had a very tragic experience with ice skating recently, and I was so frustrated. And I'm walking out, and I'm like...
Maybe you should share with our audience.
You're rubbing it in now.
No, I'm not, because I actually think it was very courageous.
Even while I was experiencing it, I was like, I think this is a very, very meaningful experience.
What happened?
I recently got very, very bold, and I was inspired to sign myself up for ice skating lessons because I love hockey beyond anything, and I like ice skating. I've gone like once or twice in my entire life, but every time I'm absolutely hugging the wall, doing just like a dead man's shuffle. I can't skate. The life of me. And I adore skating. We were at a hockey game recently and I was watching them skate and I was just like, it's so fantastic the way they fly. So I signed myself up for ice skating lessons, the most basic you can get. And I thought no one would be at the rink. No one would be in these classes because I don't really know anyone else who wants to learn how to skate. And I show up and there's like 60 people and most of them already know how to skate. We get on the ice and everyone in the adults' basic learning level already knows how to skate. They say skate out to the blue line and they just go and I'm like, ma'am, I can't even walk. And she's just like, oh, just get out there. And I'm like, no, you're gonna have to tell me what to do. And she just says, you just go out there. And I spent 30 minutes as she explained to everyone else, like, oh, could you just do a backward swivel? And they just do it. And I'm like, no, you gotta tell me what to do with my feet. I have no idea what I'm doing. But it was so embarrassing and so frustrating because I couldn't even move.
What was the most embarrassing part? You said that all the parents were there.
Yeah, it's if you've thought about being embarrassed in your life, imagine that with an audience of like 50 people behind you while surrounded by child prodigies.
Did you feel that people were measuring your soul?
I actually didn't feel that because truly, I think they all had probably other things on their mind, but it was just, to me, I was so proud of myself for going in the first place, and I really had this expectation of at least being able to push myself, and it was frustrating to be surrounded by people who only knew me from that instance. And I, like, just the previous day, I'd been playing music with my band. It went really, really well. It was awesome. I was like, I forget, I'm kind of good at guitar. This is really lovely. This was so fun. We're good musicians. I've really pushed myself to be good at something, and I'm doing really well with my work and my writing, and I was so happy and proud of myself, and I feel known by others. And then I walked onto that ice rink, and all I was a bad skater. But that's it. It was just that I couldn't even prove to them that, like, I swear I'm more than this.
Yeah.
But
in that moment,
that's all I was. And that's all they could know me by. And I wanted to be known in that situation as a good skater, but that wasn't an option because you have to be bad first.
You were only known by what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very little, what do they call that on the screen of YouTube? The thumb. The thumbnail. A little thumbnail sketch of you. That's all it was. A thumbnail sketch of you. But even if one day you'll be married, and imagine living with your husband for 50 or 60 years, even then your spouse will only have barely more than a thumbnail sketch. Because no human nor angel can know your soul to the depth or degree that you desire.
Yeah.
There's only one.
Mm.
Only God.
That's a good point on so many levels as well. Because A, I think that changes how we desire God and how we desire to be near Him. Because I feel like if we try to conceptualize the desire for God, it's the desire for something that we can't see and we can't understand and we can't hear and we don't know. So why would we want it?
Mm-hmm.
But that is such an innate human desire that you're right. It can't be fulfilled by anyone else. And I think it helps us to stop looking for something in others that we cannot get.
That's right.
Which can be so frustrating to constantly yes. feel like no one sees your worth, but that doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. And they can't. It doesn't matter. And they can't.
The amount of times I have done things where I'm like, why am I trying to please this person that I might never see again? That really, even if they did have a poor idea of me, it doesn't matter at all. But it's just so beyond my nature. And it's a real struggle to find the humility to say, I don't need this person to know me. Someone already knows me and knows me better than anyone else ever could.
I've been doing something for the last almost year. Every time I sit down to my, I start each day with an hour of prayer. Well, I get coffee because God told me he likes me better with coffee. Mm-hmm. And I sit down with a legal pad and a pen. And I start with, Lord, this is how I'm feeling today. I feel X. And then I say, and I think this or this or this. I am revealing myself to God. And then we have this back and forth dialogue. And I write it. Mm-hmm. And what he does through this time is he's showing me myself. And he's showing me that he understands me better than I understand myself.
That's a good point. You know what I also find funny about it? I'm realizing for the first time, I always wondered, like, what the point of telling God about yourself or your day was, because
he knows.
It's like watching a movie with someone, and then you sit down after, and you're like, oh, I just watched the best movie. Let me tell you about it. I'd be bored to death. I would kill that person. But I've been in situations, I don't know if this has ever happened, where you find out something about someone, but not from them. And it's, especially if it's something really important to them, or something they've gone through, or something really hard, or it's like even a secret that you accidentally discovered or heard from someone else, or just already knew beforehand. And you don't necessarily, they don't necessarily know that you know this. And then you wait, and one day they share that with you. It is beautiful, not because it changes what you saw about them, but because they trusted you with it, and you can share in that with them.
Yeah,
it's not the knowledge itself that is truly great about learning about others and sharing information about ourselves, but just the intimacy of it.
Yep.
The trust.
Yeah. Yeah. We long to be understood and known. There's only one in the universe who can, and that is God. And we will only come to that in prayer, in meditation. But there's a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a danger, but maybe an obstacle, because we should, in meditation, be reading or listening to the Word of God. But that can, we can limit ourselves to reading and learning about Him. We also need to share ourselves with Him so that we can, He can help us understand ourselves. So what I'm trying to say is this: God wants to reveal himself to us, but he also wants to reveal us to us.
Yeah. And we're not really going to understand ourselves through any other lens.
Yeah. So you need to, we need to learn about God in our prayer, but we also need to allow him to reveal us to ourselves.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for putting me through all my trauma again. Hey, if anyone out there in the podcast wants to teach me how to skate, I still have the courage to do so. I will just never go back to that, to that ice rink.
Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.